Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks very much for staying with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you. You're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. And our guest is Guy Sormont. Guy is a contributor to City Journal, and which is city-journal.org. You can find his publications there. He's the author of a number of books. And as you might have noticed by his name, and you'll certainly notice by his accent, he is from France. He's one of the great breaths of fresh air in France on economics. He's a true free market person, which we admire so much about him. And in the same mold as Tocqueville and Bastiat and so many other great French economists. Guy, I think in one of these days, the next generation of economists will put your name at the top of that list.
Sure.
One of the things, by the way, Guy's book, The Empire of Lies, The Truth About China in the 21st Century, is coming out in paperback, I think, today, this week. And Guy, talk to us a little bit about what you think. You know, recently, I don't know if you've seen the new book that John Nesbitt and Doris Nesbitt have written. He's been on the show a couple of times talking about this. He's very impressed with China. He and Doris are really captured by China. They like the Chinese future a lot. And they wrote about it in their book, China Megatrends. But you seem to take a little bit of a different position on China.
Yes, and I disagree with John Nesbitt on that. I spent a whole year in China to do research on my book, and what I discover when you go beyond, you know, the big cities and the big factories which are working for the U.S. consumers, basically, you are very soon in the Middle Ages, and the 80% of the Chinese people really live in awful conditions. No medical care, I mean, no schools, no roads, and so I think we focus too much on what we see on television and what we see when we travel very rapidly, but behind the scene, I mean, it's a huge, extremely poor country, and the government of China has not yet found the way to deal with this huge population. Therefore, I think that China is a very fragile country, quite unpredictable. There are more and more rebellions against the cities, against the employer, against the Communist Party. So the political system is very fragile. The economy looks brilliant, but after all, it all depends on the U.S. and European consumers. I mean,
right.
If we were not outsourcing to China, I mean, China would disappear from the economic map. So I shouldn't overestimate the so-called success of China.
Now, speaking of their economy, a lot of people think that because they've got 9-10% year-over-year GDP growth, of course, they came from nothing. So it doesn't. When you come from nothing, it doesn't take a lot to get those levels. But a lot of people think that that represents the strength of their economy. But it really, those are two different things, aren't they?
Yeah, sure. As you say, when you start from nothing, growth rate is very high. So 10% in China is less than 1% in the United States. I mean,
right.
You have this kind of growth rate in Japan, in Thailand, in South Korea, at the very beginning of their industrialization. And I think the major weakness in China is that they don't invent anything. Things are assembled in China, but they are not created, invented in China. So the notion of made in China doesn't mean much. I mean, China is working for us. So the debate is how much should we buy from them? How much should we outsource to China? I think right now we outsource too much, and that many.
Now you're not turning protectionist on me, are you?
No,
are
I'm
you?
Not. I'm not. I just say that you have to find the right balance. I'm very much in favor of outsourcing things which are better and cheaper done in China, and then we buy back from them, and this helps us, European and U.S. consumers, to have a cheap computer, for example, or a cheap
right.
cell phone. So I'm very much in favor of that, but some of the jobs now are being outsourced from Europe and the United States to China just because the regulation, like environmental regulation.
Over-regulation in our country, less regulation in that country. That's what they call not fair, unfair trade. Guy, I've only got 20 seconds.
Sure.
Do you think the Chinese economy is fragile enough to get into trouble over the next couple of years?
The answer is yes.
Mm-hmm.
The answer is yes. I mean, it's a very unpredictable country, not only for its fragile economy, but also for its fragile political system, which has not the support of the population.
That's going to bear watching, and we'll continue to get you to report on that for us. Guy, thank you so much for being here. Safe travels.
Thank you, Jim. See you
Guy Sermon, ladies and gentlemen, one of the great earthlings. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, broadcasting live from Houston. I'll be here tomorrow. I'll see you then.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.